It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Folks, I can't tell you how good it feels to be back on the air. We only did one game on the air last week on WCDO because everything else got snowed out. There was, I believe, three nights last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where the entire local schedule was wiped out by that cold and the snow that came through. So it feels good to be back on the airwaves here at WCDO. We're live tonight in Franklin. It's a non-league game. The Franklin boys are hosting Oxford, so a little Tri-Valley versus MAC action tonight. And I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, if you like tall, lanky basketball players, that is the ticket here tonight. Both Oxford and Franklin both have some tall guys, 6'2", 6'3". And in case of Oxford, I would guess that Jason Davis, their leading scorer, is about 6'6". So it's going to be a good battle on the boards tonight. Really interested to see how this one plays out. So we'll take a break on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We'll come back. We'll break this down. Should be a great one here in a non-league battle. A good tune-up for sectionals, I would say, for the Blackhawks and the Purple Devils here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back in a minute on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull live in Franklin tonight. Some Franklin boys hosting Oxford in a non-leaguer. And again, so good to be back on the air, folks, as we had a lot of games that were snowed out. Normally in a given night during the week in the local area, there's between 15 and 20 games that I'm trying to keep an eye on, get final scores, post on Twitter, get stats for. And there were three nights last week where I went home because I had no game to report on. So it was an interesting couple of nights. I went home, had a regular dinner. So that's just how it was last week. Normally I'm not getting home until much later during basketball season. But we'll make up for it this week, as tonight we're here, Franklin and Oxford in a non-leaguer. Tomorrow night, a huge game between the Delhi girls hosting Walton. That's going to go a long way in deciding kind of the bottom half of the semifinals in the MAC standings. Later on Friday, we will have the Afton girls over at Unadilla Valley. I wanted to fit in Afton. I've been snowed out four times trying to get them in this year, so wanted to get Afton and UV. And then on Saturday, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock, we'll have the Tri-Valley League Basketball Championships live up at Hartwick College. The boys is Edmiston and Morris. That's at 5 o'clock. And then the girls is Franklin and Morris at 7 o'clock. So it's going to be a full week. Those are the games we have on the radio. Going to be a lot of fun, especially the Tri-Valley Championships. If you're wondering when the MAC and the Delaware League Championships are, they're a week later. They are on the 15th. The MAC is going to be at Binghamton University, and the Delaware League, as it always is, will be up at SUNY Delhi. The following week is when sectionals will start, so that is right around the corner, folks. We're just about 2 weeks away from sectionals. Still a lot to be decided before those brackets come out, league championships to be decided. It's all coming up, and it's an exciting time of the year. We'll take a break. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler's on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And don't forget about the Delaware Avenue location across from the Kmart Plaza. Either way, they will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and we'll be back on CDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Time now for the starting lineup. The Oxford boys are in town tonight visiting Franklin in a boys non-leaguer, the MAC versus the Tri-Valley. First four visiting Oxford and head coach Tim Davis. They start with senior number 3, Jacob Murr. They have senior number 11, Jason Davis. Junior number 22, Matt Roach. Senior number 25, C.J. Smith. And senior number 34, Brad Beckwith. On the other side for head coach Matt Campbell and Franklin, they start with freshman number 2, Matt Cerro. Senior number 11, Tyler Gregory. Senior number 12, Colin Campbell. Sophomore number 24, Leo Temple. And senior number 32, Carson Dutcher. Oxford is in the road of black uniforms tonight with the white and the red trims. Is Oxford in white lettering across the front of the chest. Franklin is in the home whites with the purple and the gold trim, says Purple Devils in that purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. So both teams getting their final instructions from each head coach. And as we said, both these teams have a lot of size, a lot of length. When you look at Franklin, especially in the Tri-Valley, when you have three guys who are really big on the inside, Gregory, Campbell, and Dutcher, they're all standing about 6'2", 6'3", on the interior. Leo Temple's not far behind. I'd say he's about 6 foot or 6'1", but he's very big and bulky in there and can push you around. Of course, Temple plays football over at Unitego. He does go to Franklin, but they have that merger for football. Interested to see the battle between him and Brad Beckwith here tonight. Beckwith is a heck of a football player on the D&O line for Oxford. Just signed to go to the University of Rochester to play football, so those two will be battling down in low. Franklin wins the opening tip. They'll come down to the left-hand side ball, knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to Oxford, last touch there by Leo Temple. And of course, when you talk about Oxford, you have to talk about recent 1,000-point club member, Jason Davis. Again, he got it about 2 weeks ago, joining the elite local club. Oxford down the floor. They fire up a three right side here from Roach. It won't go. Roach gets his own rebound. It was tipped back out by Davis. And we're underway here. Oxford going right to left. And now a steal Here is Cerro down the floor for Franklin. As again, the Purple Devils go left to right. Cerro sets up the offense, finding Gregory. Left side of the floor, inside for Carson Dutcher. Little up and under move for Dutcher is good. Opening points of the game go to Franklin, and it's 2-0. We're 40 seconds in. Oxford back down the floor. They go to Davis. Even though he's 6'6", he can run the point here for the Blackhawks. Gets to Brad Beckwith at the high post. Pull-up jumper is short, rebound here for the Purple Devils. And this will be Tyler Gregory passing one off here for Matt Cerro at midcourt. Cerro trying to get around a double team, and he does. Uses the sideline to his advantage. Goes to Dutcher in the corner right side. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. It's a 2-0 lead for Franklin. They go to the interior here for Dutcher. Back out for Cerro. Reversing left side into the corner for Colin Campbell. For three, it's short. Rebound for Gregory. Pump fakes, kicks back out. Cerro straight away three. Got it. That's Cerro, the freshman, who's in the starting lineup, buries that one, and it's a quick 5-0 lead for Franklin over Oxford. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Beckwith helps bring the ball up. They'll go to Jacob Murr across midcourt, and the Blackhawks looking for their first points of the night. They go to Davis left side. Davis gets around his man, down low, passes on a good backdoor cut there, and finds Matt Roach, who finishes off the layup, and it's 5-2. Good look there from Davis to find the wide-open cutting Roach on the back corner on that backdoor cut, and he was able to finish. Now we'll have a foul. We'll see who this one is on with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. First foul is going to be on Oxford. Will be on Roach, his first, team's first. And Franklin will pass the ball ahead here for Gregory, who puts it up and in. Great look there from Colin Campbell. And so Tyler Gregory is able to finish it off on that inbounds play. It was a home run pass. Franklin leads 7-2 over visiting Oxford tonight. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Oxford with the ball at the top of the key there, looking to go to Davis. Franklin doing a good job keeping an eye on him. They go to Beckwith, back out here for Roach. Back to Beckwith at the right elbow. Passes one out for Murr in the corner. It won't go. Rebound here for Davis. His left-handed layup won't go down. Ball is loose in the paint. Franklin will come away, and here's Cerro. Cerro across midcourt will pump the brakes. Passing one down low for Dutcher. Dutcher back for Leo Temple, trying to create some space. They go back to Dutcher. Slips through his hands into the backcourt, and we'll have a backcourt violation. With 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Franklin thought that one was tipped. The officials disagree, so Oxford will get it back at midcourt with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you listening along tonight as Franklin boys are hosting Oxford in a non-league battle here late in the season. With 5:15 to go in the first quarter, it's 7-2. Franklin is on top of Oxford. Davis will try to go to the near side and was intercepted here by Cerro. Cerro back up the floor. Cerro with a good steal there, kind of snuck in behind and was able to tip it away. Cerro tries a pass into the corner for Colin Campbell, knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Franklin. With 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's the Franklin boys leading Oxford 7-2. Campbell will get it in, finds Cerro, reversing to the right side here for Gregory. Down low now for Leo Temple. Fadeaway jumper is no good. Ball caroms around off the rim and to the far side, but somehow stolen back away here by Colin Campbell into the backcourt for Gregory. And now we'll have a backcourt violation. I was going to say that ball went all the way into the backcourt. Gregory went back to get it. There was no call for a couple of seconds. One official blows the whistle. The other doesn't. We'll see what the final call is here with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. They will give it back to Oxford with the score Franklin 7 and Oxford 2. Blackhawks with the ball. They'll go to the top of the key here for Murr. Now to Davis. Fires from way downtown and got that one to go. Davis with his first points of the night, and it's 7-5. That was an NBA range three on the left wing side, and he made it look silky smooth. 4:20 to go, first quarter. 7-5 is the score. Franklin ahead by a deuce. Cerro across midcourt. Stops, pops, wants a deep three left side. Swish for Matt Cerro. Nobody guarded him. He said, I'll take that. Steps up and hits it. It's 10-5. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Oxford across midcourt now with Jacob Murr. Murr is also a very good three-point shooter for the Blackhawks. Passes to the interior, though. Finds Beckwith. Back out for Murr. Now to Davis on the left side. Davis looking for options. Goes to the high post for C.J. Smith. Smith down low. The kiss off the glass is good there for Smith. And it's 10-7 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. So a three-point lead, but now a turnover. A traveling violation here for the Franklin Purple Devils. Will give it back to Oxford with 3:45 to go in this first quarter. And on the baseline, That's where they'll get the ball. Beckwith will inbound. Franklin's going to go to the bench. They'll have Brian Johns come in. Leo Temple will head to the bench. Again, only one foul so far on either team. That was on Oxford. Blackhawks will look to get it in. They find Davis. They lob it up to him. Little spin move. Gets into the paint. Lost it down low. Gets tied up. Will have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Oxford with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for listening online tonight as well. WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Inbound pass to Davis, and they'll say he stepped on the line. Actually, no, they're going to say that Colin Campbell got a piece of it, knocked it out of bounds. Actually, no, they'll call a foul here on Campbell for a little bit of a push. I thought they were saying the ball came off of his leg there before it went out, but they got him for a foul for a little extra touch there on Davis. So his first, team's first. Oxford still has the basketball with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. A three-second call here against the Blackhawks, as that was Matt Roach. He was setting up the camp in there with his tent, so they call him for the three-second call. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-7. Franklin is on top of Oxford in a boys non-leaguer tonight. Franklin with the ball. Right side corner for three. Brian Johns got it. And a timeout is taken here by Oxford. Franklin has come out really hot from three-point land. They lead 13-7 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 3:20 to go first quarter. Franklin boys leading Oxford 13-7. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Franklin has nailed 3 three-pointers so far, and they lead 13-7. Out of the timeout that Oxford called, they have the ball. They go to Davis on the left side. Jason Davis with 3 points, goes to Beckwith, back out for Davis, wants to take it baseline, little up and under move, won't go, Beckwith with the rebound, and he puts it in. So Brad Beckwith, his first points of the night, and with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's Franklin 13, Oxford 9. Beckwith stepped up, had 22 the other night in a win on the road for Oxford, and that game was at Harpersville, so he had a nice evening the other night for a guy who's normally somewhere in the single digits, but does a lot on the boards and a lot of the dirty work. 2:45 to go, first quarter, 13-9 the score. Franklin trying to add to it. Carson Dutcher for three. Don't see that very often off the front of the rim. It's no good. Rebound for Davis. Outlet pass ahead for Murr. He pumps the brakes, gives it back to Beckwith, and Oxford will reset as they go right to left. They swing it to the right side in front of the Franklin bench. Now back to the top of the key for Beckwith. They find Davis, left side, step back three for Davis. Got it. Davis has hit 2 three-pointers of his own. He's got 6 points, and it's a one-point ball game, 13-12. And again, he's 6'6", folks, and most of the time around here in C or D class ball, you're going to see that guy camped out on the low block, but not with Davis. He is very, very good. He's going to go on to play in college, silky, smooth ball handler. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Franklin with the one-point lead. They try to go to the interior here for Tyler Gregory. He lost the basketball, and Oxford will come away looking for their first lead of the night. Here's Davis again, left side. Davis to the interior, a little give and go with Beckwith, back into the corner. Davis pump fakes, goes down low on the left low block, leaves one off for Beckwith, can't finish the left-handed layup, but he is fouled, it looks like, with a minute 42 to go in the first quarter. Or did they call it on Beckwith? Yes, they're going to call it here on Beckwith, as he missed the layup, was going for the rebound, and they whistled him there for going over the back, I believe. His first, team second. So Matt Serra will head to the bench. Leo Temple back in with 1:42 to go in the first quarter. A good close game, as we were hoping for here tonight. Franklin leading 13-12. We're at FCS tonight and glad to be along, as we hadn't done a game on the radio since last Monday. Here's Tyler Gregory, tries a 3-ball. That won't go. Boy, the weather was tough last week in terms of having games. Minute 25 to go, first quarter. Oxford with the ball. Davis thought about a 3 but didn't pull the trigger. He was deep from straight away but didn't pull it. Goes to the right side. Now for Matt Roach. Roach into the corner, looking for Murr. Back to Davis at the top of the key. Interior pass for C.J. Smith. Now back out for Roach. Running jumper in the lane, no good. Carson Dutcher skies for a rebound, and we'll have a whistle. Foul is going to be here on Oxford, I believe on Davis. Or no, they're going to give this one here to Roach, his second, team's third. Team foul situation, Oxford with three, Franklin with one. 65 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Franklin leading by a single point, 13-12. Colin Campbell, the senior in the backcourt, will bring it across. Playing for his dad, head coach Matt Campbell here for the Purple Devils. Goes to the right side here for Dutcher. Dutcher will go to the high post for Leo Temple. Temple down low, gets stuck, sandwiched, and he'll be able to reverse for Tyler Gregory. Gets in the paint. Gregory down low for Leo Temple. 15 on the shot clock. Temple gets away from everybody and somehow pulls up for a jumper and gets it to go. Temple was in the paint. There was two guys on him. He did a little spin move, got away, and hits the jumper. It's 15-12. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Davis at the top of the key. Goes to Beckwith. Back to the far side corner for Nick Sorello, who's into the game, and he's fouled with 25 ticks to go. Foul will be on Leo Temple, his first, team second. Oxford will inbound the basketball underneath their own basket. Ryan Johns will head to the bench here for Franklin with 25 seconds to go. And Oxford will get it in. Xiaotang Wu is into the game now for Franklin, replacing Matt Serro. Pull-up jumper here from Beckwith is off the mark. And the loose change is gathered up by Tyler Gregory into the hands of Campbell with 10 seconds left. Franklin leads 15-12. End of the first quarter coming up here. Franklin playing for the last shot. Here's Campbell at the top of the key, and a reach-in foul with 3 seconds left is on Oxford. Foul will be here on Sorello, his first, team's fourth. So 2.9 to be exact up on the old scoreboard at FCS. So Franklin looking to get an inbounds pass. They'll have time to catch and shoot. Gregory finds Campbell. He bobbles it. He's going to have to shoot from half court. Pulls up, just skims off the front of the rim and won't go. End of the first quarter, it's Franklin 15, Oxford 12. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Starts the second quarter tonight on CDO. Franklin boys leading Oxford 15-12 tonight here in Franklin. And the Purple Devils with the basketball to start the second quarter and a three-point lead. Here's Serro. He's double-teamed, goes back to the top of the key. As Franklin goes left to right, they find Tyler Gregory. And we're going to have a foul with 7:40 to go in the second quarter. Foul here is going to be on John Christian, who's into the game. His first, team's fifth. Team foul situation is 5 for Oxford, 2 for Franklin. And they just whistled Christian there as he was holding on to Serro a little bit too much as Serro was trying to work his way free for a pass. Sarrow's at the top of the key, gets a screen, passes right side for Colin Campbell. Now back to Gregory. Franklin taking their time on this possession. Gregory looking for options here on offense. Goes to the left side for Campbell. Oxford is in man-to-man. Campbell switches back to Serro. Pull-up jumper for Serro in the paint. Won't go down. Rebound for Beckwith. And Beckwith is able to dribble up the floor. Finds the sure hands of Jason Davis, the senior guard. Davis left side. Finds Beckwith at the high post. Interior pass here for C.J. Smith. He's hammered as he goes up for the layup with 7:05 to go second quarter. And he'll head to the line to shoot two. So C.J. Smith, also a senior, wearing number 25, will settle in here already with 2 points tonight, looking to add to that tally. As we're in the opening minute of the second quarter, Franklin leading by 3, 15-12. Smith's first shot is no good. Kind of a line drive, hit the front of the rim and fell. So 15-12 the score. Again, tomorrow night we'll be over in Delhi at Delaware Academy. The Lady Bulldogs hosting Walton tomorrow with a 7:15 tip. That's going to be a fun game. Second shot for Smith is no good, so it remains 15-12. Franklin with a rebound. Gregory back up the floor. Thought about a long two, but instead dishes to the left side for Carson Dutcher. He's fouled underneath with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Beckwith is whistled for the block. That's going to be the sixth foul on Oxford here in the first half and the second on Beckwith. Again, team foul situation, three for Franklin, six now for Oxford. So the Devils are one away from heading to the line to shoot 1-1. But at this particular moment, here is a two-shot chance for Carson Dutcher. His first shot is good. So Dutcher, one of their leading scorers for this Franklin team, he's really come into his own. Boy, it just seems like yesterday, 2 years ago, when he was just one of the younger players, actually 3 years ago now, when Franklin won the league, 2015-2016 season. He was up early in his career and helped that team win a championship as he goes 2-for-2 at the line. 17-12 now the score. Franklin is on top with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Davis with 6 points so far on 2 3-pointers for Oxford. Besides that, he's been quiet. He's done a good job passing the ball around, but hasn't scored a ton. Oxford with the ball at the top of the key, 6:40 to go, second quarter. Franklin leading 17-12. Here's Davis, gets into the paint, lost control of it. Campbell comes away. And an outlet pass for Matt Serrell. Franklin's done a good job on defense so far. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Franklin coaching staff yelling to the guys to run this man-to-man offense all the way through. Looking for those options. They go to the left side in front of the Oxford bench for Serrell, reversing now right side for Campbell. Into the corner for Carson Dutcher. He's closely guarded here by Davis. Dutcher tries to go cross-court and does to Campbell. Dribble drive into the corner. 10 on the shot clock. Now back out for Gregory. Turnaround shot. He forced it, but somehow got it to go. Shots are falling tonight for Franklin. Gregory hits that one. He's got 4 points, and Franklin leads 19-12 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Oxford with the basketball. Again, they're in the black with the white and red trim tonight. They go right to left. Here's Davis. Gets around his defender, shakes him, leaves it for Smith at the high post. His shot won't go. Rebound for Gregory. Ball is loose, though, and it goes back into the hands here of Davis. Davis to the far side. Dishes one down low for a shot here from Nick Sorello, and he is fouled by Leo Temple. That's going to be the second foul on Temple and the fourth on Franklin. And Brian Johns will come back in for the Purple Devils with 5.5 to go before the halftime break. It's Franklin leading Oxford 19-12, and Sorello will step to the line. First shot for Sorello is up and good. So you have Davis with 6 points to lead Oxford. 6 points on the other side for Matt Serrell, and all those points for both guys coming on the three ball. Second shot for Sorello coming. With 5.5 to go, second quarter. This one is up and falls off to the right side. No good. Gregory with a rebound and an outlet pass for Cerro. Cerro down the floor, finds Colin Campbell, spots up for three, left it short. Dutcher with a rebound, puts it up, and they'll say he walked. Would have been blocked by Davis anyway. He got a big swat on that one. But they'll say that he traveled, and the ball is going to go back to Oxford with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 19, Oxford 13. Franklin has shot the ball a little bit better, but Oxford is hanging around in this Tri-Valley versus Mac contest here tonight, a non-leaguer to start the week. Beckwith to the high post, back out for Davis. Pump fakes, gets around his man. Davis with a pull-up 15-footer, no good. Rebound is knocked away. Davis somehow gets it back. A double-double machine. He's looking to pick up his score and to get Oxford back into it. Finds Beckwith into the corner, pull-up jumper. There for Sorello is good off the assist from Beckwith, and it's 19-15. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Every time Franklin builds up a little lead, Oxford's able to chip away at it. Here is Johns left side into the corner for Dutcher. 4:40 to go before the half. They find Johns on a backdoor cut, back out for Dutcher. Straight away, 3-point line extended now for Campbell. They'll find Gregory at the left low block, feeds it back down low for Dutcher. Turnaround move, did everything but finish, just left it short. Rebound for Davis. Franklin fans wanted a foul. They won't get it. 5:20 to go, second quarter. Davis with an NBA range three. This one off the back of the rim. Rebound here for Gregory. He's having quite a night windexing the glass for the Purple Devils. Back up the floor, left side. Here for Cerro. Back out for Gregory. Pump fakes, and they'll say he traveled. with 4:08 to go in the second quarter. They'll say he shuffled his feet. And it's 19-15. Franklin on top by four. Both teams having some turnover issues here at the moment, just shooting themselves in the foot. Little travels and bad passes, things of that nature. So this could come down to who cleans up their game a little bit more. With 4 minutes to go, second quarter, Purple Devils leading the Blackhawks, 19-15. Here's Davis, pump fakes, holds on to his dribble, now goes to Jake Murr in the corner. Now for Beckwith at the high post. Back out for Murr. An extended zone look here from the Purple Devils is making it hard to shoot from the outside. Now they go to Davis at the high post, 10 on the shot clock. Davis steps back, wants a three, and got it. Davis with 9 points all from three-point land. And even with a hand in his face, he's able to drain it. It's Franklin 19, Oxford 18. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Sarah was across midcourt. Finds Dutcher in front of the Oxford bench. Left wing corner on the baseline now. They find Tyler Gregory. Back out, and a foul was whistled here on Oxford. Xiaotang Wu back into the game here for Franklin. He was fouled on the play, and that will be the seventh infraction here in the first half. So Tang Wu will step to the line. Leo Temple back in. He'll have to be careful playing late in the half here with those two fouls. And Carson Dutcher will get a breather. First foul of the night there for Oxford as the shot here from Tang Wu is off the mark and no good. That foul was on Murr. It was his first for Oxford is what I meant to say. With 3:05 to go in the second quarter. 1 point ball game. Franklin 19. Oxford 18. Oxford with the ball. A pull-up jumper here from Roach. That one is off the mark. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it in the paint. They're down on the floor. We'll have a timeout taken by Oxford as they just had possession. With 2:55 to go, second quarter, Franklin 19 and Oxford 18. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 2:55 to go, second quarter. Franklin boys leading Oxford 19-18. It's kind of been a game of swings so far tonight. And both teams have shot the ball well from the outside. We'll talk a little bit more about that at halftime during our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, 2:55 to go, second quarter. Out of the timeout, Oxford with the ball on their own baseline. They'll pass it in there in their own offensive end of the floor. They'll go to the high post for Beckwith. Beckwith will work one back out and finds Jacob Murr with 5 on the shot clock, steps up and hits the 15-footer from the left wing side. Murr's first points of the night, and Oxford takes the lead 20-19 with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. This would be some nice sectional points if Franklin could get a win here tonight, being the smaller school, the D over the C. If that happens, it looks like we could have a close game the whole way. Here's Cerro in the paint, leaves it off for Leo Temple. Temple at the foul line, gets double-teamed, but somehow works his way out of it, finds Campbell in the corner. Campbell tried a bounce pass for Tyler Gregory on the left low block, kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with Franklin. Gregory heads to the bench, and Carson Dutcher will come in. So Franklin using a good rotation here tonight with 2:18 to go in the second quarter. They'll work it into Brian Johns. 10 on the shot clock. Let's see if the Purple Devils are aware. They go to Cerro, top of the key. Cerro wants another three and buries it. Matt Cerro again from deep. He's got 9 points all on three-pointers. And Franklin leads 22-20. Here's Davis up the floor trying to match him. Davis from NBA range, left side, it won't go. Rebound, though, and Oxford keeps it in their end of the floor. Nice rebound there by C.J. Smith. Now they will try to run Davis to the high post. He works his way back out. Far side, pull-up jumper here is off the mark. Davis scoops up the rebound, though, and can't lay it in. And we'll have a foul here with a minute 40 to go, second quarter. Davis got a rebound off the miss there from Nick Sorello, and his layup was just short. Kind of hit the side of the rim, wouldn't go in. And then a foul on the rebound opportunity with a minute 40 to go, second quarter. Foul's going to be on Sorello, his second, team's eighth. So back down the floor, Carson Dutcher will be shooting these foul shots with 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 22 and Oxford 20. Dutcher to the line, his first shot is good. So Dutcher now with 5 points. Second shot coming. Franklin leads by 3, 23-20. Again, a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Second shot for Dutcher is pure. So he gets it to go. He's got 6. 24-20 with a minute 40 to go, second quarter. Davis will work it back up the floor, crosses that DLI logo at midcourt, and will pass for Jake Murr on the left side. They try to go to the high post. It's stolen away. Cerro just got there in time to steal it. And back across midcourt he goes. Cerro now will go to the high post for Leo Temple. Into the corner now for Dutcher. Wants to take it baseline, and a charge is the call on Dutcher. Pushed off there against Davis, who had good position. With a minute 20 to go in the second quarter, it's Franklin 24, Oxford 20. First foul on Dutcher, team's fifth. Checking in now will be Brandon Gregory. And Xiao Tang Wu will head to the bench. So we'll get a minute 20 to go, second quarter. 4-point lead for Franklin, 24-20. Davis will get across midcourt, looking to set up shop here in his own offensive end. Davis to the high post. Again, finds Beckwith down low. Beckwith got tied up there, and both guys go scrambling over each other there. Campbell and Beckwith got tied up, and both went tumbling down to the floor. Both help each other up. That's great sportsmanship there, as those two, just a good, honest play. Both teams are working hard for it. And the foul, I believe, is going to be on Beckwith, his third, team's ninth, with just over a minute to go in the second quarter. So, yeah, that one will be on Beckwith, and that's a tough one because it was just kind of an inadvertent. Both teams were scrambling for it, so Beckwith's going to have to go to the bench. He's one of your big-time starters. Can't have him pick up that third foul. So, again, 1:03 to go here in the second quarter, and a little confusion here. Oxford had a substitution. Nobody was coming off the floor. Interested to see how they handle this one here. Beckwith was not off the floor when they inbounded the basketball. And I think they're going to give him a pass here. So Beckwith, I mean, he was a step or two away from being off the floor, but he was still not off. Both coaches smiling about it here, so no bad feelings there, anything like that. Sometimes you'll see little things like that, you know, that could have resulted in a technical, but both teams just kind of let it go, it appears. The same with the officials. 55 seconds to go, second quarter. Franklin 24, Oxford 20. Right side of the floor now for Campbell. Gets into the paint. Back out for Gregory. This is Tyler finding his younger brother Brandon. Leaves it off here for Matt Cerro. Double team, but triples out of it. Cerro gets into the paint. Finds Colin Campbell. Pump fakes on a three. Back for Cerro. 8 on the shot clock. Campbell, left side. Has to get under his man. Down low here for Dutcher. Up and under. Can't get it to go. Tyler Gregory with a rebound, and this one goes down. Tyler Gregory now with 6 points. And there's 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 26, Oxford 20. Here's Davis. He wants the screen. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Passes to the far side, looking for Matt Roach. Roach will fire one up. It won't go. C.J. Smith fighting for a rebound. Both teams fighting hard for it on the floor. It's a dogfight in there. Franklin comes away. 3 seconds left. Here's Sarah with the buzzer. It's short, and that'll do it. Our halftime score, Franklin 26 and Oxford 20. Halftime coming up. Franklin with a 6-point lead. We'll break it down when we come back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make
points for Matt Zero, the freshman, on 3 3-pointers. Tyler Gregory and Carson Dutcher with 6 points each. Brian Johns with 3. Leo Temple with 2 for the Purple Devils. On the other side for Oxford, 9 points for their senior leader, Jason Davis, all from three-point land. And then pretty even the rest of the way. Nick Sorello with 3. And then 2 apiece for Jake Murr, Matt Roach, C.J. Smith, and Brad Beckwith. Oxford had a little more foul trouble. They ended up with 9 fouls. I think Franklin had 3 or 4, according to my book here, in the first half. And I think that was frustrating for them. They spent a lot of time. And it wasn't hard fouls or anything like that. It was just the way the game is here tonight, the way it's being called. You know, some little stuff here and there, some body checking, some charges, things of that nature. So, you know, it's just one of those things. They're going to have to go into the locker room, forget about it, and come out and overcome. This is a tight ball game still. 26-20, it's been back and forth and a very tight one. So really could go either way. And this is what we were hoping for. I saw this game on the schedule at the beginning of the year. I believe this was a reschedule. It was supposed to happen earlier in the year. And I said, boy, if we can fit that one in, I think it's a good way to look at the MAC and the Tri-Valley. Both of these teams are kind of in the middle to the upper part of the league. If you look at the Franklin boys, they got the 5 seed in the Tri-Valley League tournament. So they were just outside of being in the semifinals. So they're a high-quality team. And for them, it would be a nice win here tonight if they could pick up a win against a bigger school. Oxford technically is back up with the new classification numbers there in Class C this year. So for Franklin, this is a great tune-up, 4 sectionals. You could end up seeing a team of this type of caliber in sectionals, and you could pick up some extra points here tonight, which would be huge. On the other side for Oxford, right now they are currently sitting in 5th place in the MAC playoff hunt. The MAC playoffs start next week, so they have a couple games left in the MAC regular season before that's all said and done, but they're kind of fighting it out with Unitego, Sydney, and I believe BG in kind of that 5 through 8 area. So, you know, if you're Oxford, you're fighting for a home game in the mini-MAC tournament, and you're also looking for sectional points for every game that you can, because it really does add up. You know, a lot of people say, it's okay, it's a game here or there, but for the coaches and I think some of the fans that keep the tally of that throughout the year, you can really see those non-league games are huge. If you can pick up some extra points, it could really be the difference between a home game and a road game if you end up getting one of those 8-9 seeds or a 7-10 game. And, you know, for somebody in Class C, that could be huge. If you get to stay home and you don't have to travel out to the Ithaca area, the Elmira area, I mean, Section 4 is quite a big league, or quite a big area, I should say, not league, quite a big section. So if you could get some of those extra points, it's games like this that can really come down and help your team get better not only on the floor, but your seed in sectionals. So it goes a long way. So I think a game like this goes a long way for both teams. We'll take a break. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, Franklin boys leading 26-20. Matt Serra with 9 points to lead Franklin. Jason Davis with 9 points to lead Oxford. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Patriot Masonry of Otego is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything.
call 369-3051.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
26-20, Franklin Boys leading Oxford. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, Matt Serra with 9 points to lead Franklin, and Jason Davis with 9 points for Oxford on the other side. Davis still deciding where he would like to play college ball next year. If you remember a few years ago, his older brother, Kevin Davis, now playing at RPI, had a excellent career, was a two-time MAC MVP, so big shoes to fill, but Jason has done a nice job over the years, and again, joined the 1,000 career point club about 2 weeks ago in a game at Harpersville, and definitely well-deserved, and you can see he's got such a nice release, such a good-looking shot, so knew that was going to come, and he was able to get it on the road at Harpersville just about 2 weeks ago. One more break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter. Franklin leading Oxford 26-20. And we're live here tonight at FCS. Franklin will be on defense, and Oxford will have the ball to start the second half. Oxford going left to right to start things off. Again, they're in the black with the red and the white trim. Franklin's in the home whites with the gold and the purple trim. Here's Jake Murr, steps back for three on that left side. They left him open. He fired it up, left it short, and back down the floor. This is Tyler Gregory, and he will be fouled as Murr was trying to get back on defense. Whistled for a reach-in. Second foul here on Murr, first of the second half on Oxford. Purple Devils will get it in. They'll find Carson Dutcher. Now for Leo Temple. Pump fakes at the foul line. Goes for Tyler Gregory, left side. Now for Dutcher. Dutcher with a little give and go for Leo Temple. Temple gets it back, fires up a little 10-footer, left side. It's off the mark. Davis with a rebound. And Jason Davis will try a long pass ahead there. A little miscommunication between Davis and Matt Roach, ball flying out of bounds. Roach was not expecting it. Flew right past him and out of play. So Franklin will get it back with 7:20 to go, third quarter. Franklin 26 and Oxford 20. Here is Serra, left side. A lot of contact there. Davis is able to take it away. Davis in transition will find Jake Murr. Murr will work one into the corner now. Davis with a pump fake, wants to take it to the rim and does, but can't finish. Had that happen 3-4 times tonight. Gets to the rim and just hasn't been able to go down. Franklin with a rebound. In transition, they find Dutcher. Dutcher down low. Tried to toss it up, and they'll say he traveled with 6:55 to go third quarter. Franklin fans wanted a foul on some tough contact down low, but it didn't happen. So our score remains. Franklin 26 and Oxford 20 with 6:55 to go third quarter. So Brad Beckwith having an extra minute here to catch his breath, as there was some tough contact down low, but Beckwith's a tough guy. Again, one of a few local players who I just absolutely love watching play football, and he's an O-line, D-line guy, but he just gets it done. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Oxford with the ball. They pass down low for C.J. Smith. The right low block blocked out of there by Dutcher, and Gregory will come away with a rebound, and we'll have a whistle with 6:35 to go, third quarter. Foul is going to be on C.J. Smith, his first team, second, with 6:35 to go, again, third quarter. So Franklin will walk it up the floor here on their home floor at FCS tonight. Good non-leaguer between Purple Devils and the Blackhawks. Now they'll find Gregory on the right wing side as Franklin goes right to left to start the third quarter. They find Matt Serra, gets down low, tosses it up. No good, but he's fouled. I believe it's going to be on Beckwith. Beckwith is just hasn't been his night with the officials. That'll be his fourth, so he's going to have to go to the bench. again early here in this third quarter as Cerro got down low in the land of the trees and got fouled. So Cerro with 9 points, looking to be the first player into double figures, and he gets it to go. So he's got 10. Beckwith comes out, Nick Cerello back in, and the second shot coming up here for Cerro. Again, 6:15 to go, third quarter. Cerro will toss this one up, and no good. Rebound Carson Dutcher. Franklin will keep the possession alive. They lead by 7. Into the corner for Cerro. He's wide open for 3. Airballed it here. Had a little too much time to think about that one. Rebound for Oxford. Quickly ahead, they'll find Jake Murr. Murr now will leave it for Davis. Davis shakes and bakes, gets on the baseline, and they'll say that Davis lowered his shoulder there, and they'll whistle him for the infraction with 5:57 to go in the third. They'll call him for the charge. 27-20 is the score. Oxford's going to take a timeout. Franklin ahead by 7. 5:57 to go in this third quarter. That's the first foul on Davis. And we'll step away again. Franklin 27, Oxford 20. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Only 1 point has been scored so far here in this third frame, but it was by Franklin, and they lead 27-20 over visiting Oxford here in the second half. Here's a team foul situation. Oxford has 4, none so far for Franklin in the second half. Very similar story to the first half. Colin Campbell, right side. We'll go to Gregory, now back for Cerro. Wants that 3-ball, steps into it, won't go. Campbell with a rebound. Franklin's done a great job on the boards here, especially in the start of this third quarter. A lot of second-chance opportunities. Cerro finds Gregory. This is Tyler. And he'll work it to the top of the key here for Colin Campbell. Campbell back for Gregory. Down low for Leo Temple. This one won't go. Davis with a rebound. Davis ahead now. A one-handed pass for C.J. Smith in transition. Puts it in, and he's fouled. And that might be the play that Oxford needs to get back in this game and get their mojo flowing, as Smith will go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. With 5:15 to go in the third, it's Franklin 27, Oxford 22. So Smith to the line. It was a great pass from Davis. Good finish by Smith in transition. And the foul shot won't go. Hit the front of the rim like a brick and fell down. With 5:10 to go here in the third, it's a 27-22 game. Good news if you're an Oxford fan, even though you're not hitting very much here in the start of the second half, you're still in this game. Here's Campbell, left side, reverses, skips across the top of the defense for Tyler Gregory. Back for Cyril. Gregory in front of his own bench now gets the ball back, tried an interior pass, and it's knocked away by Davis. And Davis will get across midcourt. I think he needs to look to score a little more here in the second half. This time he's fouled by Matt Cyril. With 4:47 to go in this third quarter. Cerro was trying to hook on defense and kind of got taken along for the ride, got bulldozed over, but they do call him for the foul. His first, team second. The foul starting to even out a little bit here as Oxford will look to get it in. They trail 27-22. 4:45 to go in this third quarter. They'll try a three-pointer from the left side, deep in the corner there for Matt Roach, and it's good. So Roach has 5, and we're back to a two-point game, 27-25, with 4.5 to go in the third. Cerro finds Brian Johns into the corner now for Carson Dutcher. Dutcher working his way along the baseline, up and under, shot for Dutcher, gets it to go. Impossible angle on that reverse, and he finishes it. So 4:15 to go in the third, and it's Franklin leading by 4, 29-25. Here's Murr, picks up his dribble in a tough spot, but gets it back to Matt Roach, and they'll keep it going. Roach back for Murr, and Davis gets tied up again with Cerro, and Davis didn't get whistled for a call there, even though Cerro went flying. Here is Leo Temple. He gets the ball, takes it to the rim, puts it up, gets a second chance opportunity off the miss. Still no call. Oxford comes away with it. Both sides wanting a call, and they won't get it. With 3:40 to go here in the third. Here's Davis at the top of the key, dribbles between his legs. Cerro is still right there with him. Davis will pass one to the far side now for C.J. Smith. Smith trying to find Davis again down low in the paint. He's getting mugged down there with 3.5 to go. They'll call him for a travel. Oxford coach Tim Davis not pleased with that call. Boy, this has turned rough and tumble for the last couple of possessions here on both sides of the floor. Got to give some credit to Franklin's Matt Serra, though. He's doing his best. He's giving up probably a foot in terms of height to Davis, but he's been right there, kind of swarming around, trying to steal the ball from time to time. 3:20 to go in the third. It's Franklin 29, Oxford 25. Serra, left side for three, rattles in. Looks like it was going to pop out, but Serra gets it to go. He's got 13. That's a big bucket there for the Purple Devils. It's 32-25. Cross midcourt, here is Jake Murr, setting up the offense for the Blackhawks. Boy, Serra and Davis are continuing to just get tied up here. Now they get it to Davis on the baseline. Davis wants a three, steps back. That's a forced shot there. Ball is short, and a rebound for Dutcher. Dutcher for Serra. Across midcourt, Serra finds Colin Campbell, and now back here for Serra. Franklin willing to take their time. They lead 32-25 late in the third quarter with 2:40 to go. Tri-Valley versus the MAC here tonight. Here's Tyler Gregory at the high post. They'll work it down low for Carson Dutcher. Back to the high post for Tyler Gregory, and a foul with 2.5 to go here in the third. Who's this one going to be on? It's going to be on Oxford. Foul will be on Murr, his third, team's fifth. Heading to the bench will be Murr. And checking back in will be Josh Christian for the Blackhawks. Franklin 32, Oxford 25. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Here's Tyler Gregory at the left elbow as Franklin goes right to left. They find Serra. Pump fakes on a three. Doesn't go for it. They reverse it around the far side for Brian Johns, who's back in. Johns on a baseline drive. Gets stuck in no man's land on that baseline. Back out for Campbell. And then a reach in here on Josh Christian. Campbell just got to the ball a little bit before Christian, and they whistle him for the slap on the wrist with 2:10 to go here in the third. Here's the team foul situation. That's two there on Christian and six for Oxford, two on Franklin as a team. Campbell in front of his own bench will look to get into Serra, and he does. He's really kind of come into his own as the Franklin point guard this year as just a freshman. Franklin with the basketball, working some clock. They go to Serra, right side for three. Got it. Serra is heating up. He's got 16. That's a game high. 35-25. Smallest guy on the court getting it done. Now a steal by Franklin at midcourt. With a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Into the hands of Serra. Serra doing his best Steph Curry impression out there tonight. With a minute 40 to go, it's a 10-point lead here in the third quarter. Serra wants another one from downtown. This one's too strong. Maybe a little trigger happy. Colin Campbell with the rebound. It won't go. Ball is loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling. Jump ball is going to keep it with the Purple Devils with a minute and a half to go in the third. Good shooting here by Serra. He's got 16. Well, now the officials are going to get together. I think they're going to maybe grant a timeout to Oxford before that jump ball. So, yes, Blackhawks will take a timeout. Again, a minute 28 to go in the third. It's Franklin 35, Oxford 25. We'll be back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:28 to go, third quarter. Biggest lead of the game for the Franklin boys over visiting Oxford tonight, 35-25. Oxford will work it up the floor. It's been a pretty even match here tonight, but a couple of big threes from freshman Matt Serra has been the difference here in the third quarter for the Purple Devils. Here is C.J. Smith down low, takes it to the rim. It won't go. Ball is rebounded by Franklin. And an outlet pass for Serra. Serra across midcourt. Now for Dutcher. On the baseline, wants to take it to the rim. Little up and under for Dutcher, and out of bounds. He lost control of that, and it will go back to Oxford. So again, 1:02 to go, third quarter. Oxford's going to go back to the bench, and Brad Beckwith will come back in. Jake Murr is going to come back in. Murr has three fouls. Beckwith with four, but you know, you're down 10, late third quarter. You just got to play smart here if you're Oxford and try to chip away. 1 minute to go in this third quarter. Franklin 35, Oxford 25. Bounce pass to the left side here for Nick Cirello. Now back for Murr. Murr at the top of the key. He's double-teamed here by Franklin. They'll reverse it for Matt Roach, left side. Roach down low, tried to pass one back for Cirello, intercepted by Franklin. With plenty of time, still 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. They can play for the last shot if they want. Cerro, again, the freshman, with 16 so far tonight. Cerro, left side of the floor, shields off his defender, goes to Brian Johns in the corner. Now back Tyler Gregory. Johns spots up for three, got it. Brian Johns with 6 points, both on three-pointers, and Franklin is pulling away a little bit here, 38-25. Davis on the right side of the floor, passes into the corner. Now for Roach. They try to go to Beckwith down low, off the hands of Colin Campbell, who sealed them nicely on defense. 7 seconds to go, third quarter. Franklin looking to hold them off here on defense. Oxford trying to get it in. They go to Jake Murr, top of the key, steps back for a three. This one rattles in and out. Dutcher with a rebound. Colin Campbell ahead for Johns. A three at the buzzer. No good. Three quarters in the books here at FCS, and the Purple Devils lead the Blackhawks 38-25. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter at Franklin Central School. The Purple Devils leading, visiting Oxford, 38-25. A shot from Carson Dutcher right out of the break is off the mark. And a rebound here for Jason Davis. Davis with 9 points. That was all in the first half, so Franklin held him scoreless in the third quarter. Here's Davis at the top of the key. We know he can explode at any time. Cerro has just done a great job of just kind of being that gnat flying around his head, making sure he doesn't get an open shot. Davis, though, steps back here for a deep three. Davis with 12. That was, wow, that was way beyond NBA range, and he just drained it. So if he catches fire, he could definitely get Oxford back in this game. There's a lot of time left as we come up on 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 38-28. Here's Brian Johns straight away. Johns now finds Colin Campbell, the lefty, for three. In and out, and a rebound for Davis. When does he try to start to take over? He's been quiet tonight. He has not forced anything. He's really forced only one shot. When's he going to try to take over? That's my question. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin leads by 10. Davis trapped in the corner, reverses it, now gets it back. Davis right side. Campbell is right in his short. Cerro is not far behind. A little 3-2 zone here on defense. Oxford will work it into the corner. They'll fire up a three, and that one is good. For Matt Roach, he's got 8 points. And it's 38-31, so Oxford won't quit. 6:25 to go in the fourth. We're going to have a ball game here, folks. Should be a great finish. So don't turn that dial. Franklin into the paint for Carson Dutcher. He's fouled from behind there by Roach with 6:19 to go. And so Roach will step to the line. This is going to be the seventh foul. That's big against Oxford. Lucero is going to get a little breather on the bench. Brian Johns will come back in to spell him. Third foul on Roach. Again, seventh on Oxford as a team. Only two on Franklin in the second half. So Franklin will be shooting the rest of the way. Dutcher with 8 points to the line. First shot, good. So Dutcher now has 9. So we got Sarah with 16, Dutcher with 9, Gregory with 6, and Johns with 6 for Franklin. Davis with 12, Roach with 8 on the other side for the Blackhawks. A very, very quiet gym as Dutcher puts that one up and in. He's got 10, and Franklin leads by 9, 40-31 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Murr gets across half court. Johns is sticking with Davis now. Looks like a little box and one on this trip. Davis passing down low for C.J. Smith. Smith with a turnaround shot. No, he's fouled. So they're going to say it's on the floor with 6 minutes to go. See who's on here. It's going to be the third team foul on Franklin, second personal on Dutcher. So we hit 6 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. So Oxford will look to get it in. They do on the baseline to Murr. Murr now finds Davis. Davis with a long two-pointer. This one is short off the hands of Leo Temple, but right to Colin Campbell, and he'll walk it up the floor. Franklin is okay with taking some time here on these possessions. They go to Tyler Gregory, left side into the corner now for Brian Johns. Now for Leo Temple. Back out Campbell, reverses for Tyler Gregory. Pump fakes, feeds it into the post. Up and under shot here for Carson Dutcher. He's blocked out of bounds by Davis. Last touch by Franklin. And with 5:35 to go, fourth quarter, it's going to go back here to Oxford. Just had word that over at the Walton and BG game, Walton guard Dylan Jacob broke the all-time assist record for Walton. I knew that was on the radar, but he gets it tonight, so congratulations to him. 5:25 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Davis, steps back for three. This one is too strong. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound for Franklin. Ahead now for Tyler Gregory. Gregory in transition wants to take it to the rim, and I think he heard the footsteps of Davis, misses the layup. Davis really wasn't in position to block it, but he misses the shot. Oxford back the other way. Pull-up jumper here for C.J. Smith. Won't go. Gregory with a rebound. Davis with the foul with 5:05 to go. Franklin at 40, Oxford 31. Going to be the second here on Davis and the eighth on Oxford. It has just not been their night. And so this will be Tyler Gregory heading to the line here for the Purple Devils with just over 5 minutes to go. Don't forget our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. As Gregory settles in, he has 6 points tonight, looking to add to it here. These foul shots will be big down the stretch. Can't get that one to go. C.J. Smith with a rebound. He slipped and fell, though. Traveling violation bails out the Purple Devils as the Blackhawks have to give it up. With 5 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Smith, I think, thought he got pushed there and is not pleased. Matt Sarrow back in the ballgame. Sarrow goes to Colin Campbell. Now to Leo Temple back to the left side as Franklin goes right to left. They'll go to Campbell again on the right wing side. Back up for Sarrow. Sarrow gets around his man, fires up a three, tries to bank this one. It won't go. Somehow the rebound goes back to Carson Dutcher. Didn't hit the rim, so there's still 15 on the shot clock. Let's see if the Purple Devils are aware. 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin leading by 9 over visiting Oxford tonight. Now to Gregory. Into the corner now. This shot is in for Carson Dutcher. Dutcher gets that long two-pointer there, so he has 12. And it's 42-31 with 4:15 to go. Ball knocked out of bounds. Darrow got a piece of it. Last touch by Davis. It's going to go back to Franklin with 4:15 to go. Beckwith's going to come back in. Murr as well, so those two playing with some late fouls. Timeout is going to be taken. We'll step away. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 42, Oxford 31. We'll be back with the conclusion on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Franklin boys leading 42-31. It feels a lot closer than that. Here's a steal by Davis. Takes it down and slam dunks it with 4:07 to go. Davis with a breakaway dunk there, and he put it down easily. It's 42-33. Back the other way for Leo Temple. Blocked there by Davis. Rebound for Gregory, and he puts it home. Tyler Gregory was there to sweep up the mess, and it's 44-33 with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Pull-up jumper for Oxford. This one rattles in and out. It wouldn't go down. Shot was from Josh Christian. And now Leo Temple on the near side. Knocked out of bounds with 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter. I thought the ball was just going to go out, but they're going to say it's a foul here on C.J. Smith with 3:43 to go. Thought that was a pretty good 50-50 ball, and Smith is going to pick up the foul. That's his first, team's ninth, so it sends Leo Temple to the line. Boy, what a dunk there by Jason Davis. He's got 14, and he wasn't all alone on the breakaway. He had somebody right on his tail, and he still just went up, elevated, and put it down. So 3:43 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 44, Oxford 33, Leo Temple to the line. Shooting 1-1. Temple's shot won't go. Rebound is knocked around like a hot potato, and Beckwith comes away with it. Outlet pass here for Jake Murr across midcourt. Murr tried to get that one to the right corner, but was kicked by Tyler Gregory. We'll have a whistle. Again, with 3:34 to go, fourth quarter. Beckwith playing with those four fouls. He'll have to be careful. They need him in there for the rebounds. 3.5 to go. Oxford's going to have to try to make a run at it here soon. They go to Beckwith at the high post. Beckwith back out, far side, and a long three there from Christian won't go. Beckwith with the rebound, works it back out for Murr. They need this one, he got it. Murr with his first three of the night, he's got five points that is, and it's 44-36. Here comes a full court press. Franklin's able to break this one. They find Leo Temple for the breakaway layup, and he puts it in. Temple's got four. Franklin leads 46-36. Davis back up the floor, skims along the line, and he's fouled with 3 minutes exactly to go. So Sarah was doing everything up the floor to stay right on his hip. He gets whistled for the infraction on the reach-in. Here's a team foul situation. Oxford with 9, Franklin with 4. That's the second personal on Sarah. Was the game-high 16 points. Franklin 46, Oxford 36. Beckwith will inbound the ball on the sideline. Skips it across and finds Matt Roach. Roach will go to the interior. Now they'll work one back out for Murr. He fires up another three. It's too strong off the back of the rim. Davis with a rebound. Back out for Christian. Won't go. Davis another chance at the rebound. Lost control. And a head now for Gregory. Gregory's going to take it down and tosses one up and in. So Gregory gets that one to go. He's got 10. Timeout is taken by Oxford with the score Franklin 48, Oxford 36. 2:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. And let's see if Oxford's really going to take the timeout, or if they were just doing it for some substitutions. Oxford called the timeout, but looks like they just wanted to make some substitutions to make sure certain personnel got in, so they don't actually come off the floor. With 2:40 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's Franklin 48 and Oxford 36. Quickly back up the floor here for Oxford. Here is Davis at the top of the key. Davis on the right side. Gets in and fires up a long two-pointer, and it's good. Davis with 16, and now Franklin's going to take a timeout. We'll step away. 2:25 to go in the fourth. Franklin boys leading by 10, 48-38, deep in the fourth quarter on CDO. We'll be back.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance.
We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, 2:20 to go, fourth quarter, Franklin 48, Oxford 38. Oxford with a little full court press. Franklin's able to beat it with ease, and they go to the right side. This would be a big win, as we said earlier at halftime, if Franklin could pick it up. You get some extra points for beating a bigger school classification-wise. Franklin's a D. Oxford is a C this year, although they were both Ds for the last couple of years, but there were some changes in the classification cutoff, putting Oxford back in C for this season and for probably the immediate future as well. Steal now by Oxford. They trail 48-38. They're going to need some buckets. Campbell is going to be guarding Davis. They're going to go to Roach in the corner. He fires up a three left side. Got it. Matt Roach now with 11 points, and it's 48-41. Blackhawks won't quit. They got the full court pressure. Here's Cerro, gets across midcourt, slices through two defenders, wants to dish it off, lost it out of bounds, though. Just looked like it slipped out of his hands before he was able to dish it there to Tyler Gregory with a minute and a half to go. It's Franklin 48, Oxford 41. I don't think the Blackhawks are out of this one yet. I really don't. They've been a good shooting team here tonight. Now a little confusion over at the scorer's table. Not exactly sure what they're talking about. Talking to the Oxford bench and the scorer's table with a minute and a half to go. Might be just double-checking the possession arrow here and which way it's supposed to be going late in a game like this and a tight one. So no changes, and Oxford will get it back. Boy, if they could hit a three on this possession, would put Oxford right back in it. Mack in the Tri-Valley coming down to the wire here tonight. Here is another three ball. They got it. Matt Roach with a three. And it's 48-44 with a minute 15 to go here in the fourth quarter. This is a good game. Here's Cerro in the backcourt. Gets across midcourt. Franklin trying to hang on. With 1:05 to go here in the fourth, they go to Gregory at the top of the key. Gregory is going to call a timeout with 1:03 to go. Franklin leading by four, 48-44. Again, with just over a minute left. We'll take a break and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Franklin boys leading 48-44. They were just up 10 couple of minutes ago, but Oxford, give them credit, they've chipped away. Back-to-back three-pointers by the junior Matt Roach has cut this to a four-point game. Franklin with the ball at midcourt out of the timeout. We're 63 seconds away from seeing who the winner of the game here is tonight. Here's Tyler Gregory in the backcourt. Gregory gets across midcourt. 55 seconds left. Franklin with the ball. 15 on the shot clock. They go to Leo Temple. He's fouled by Roach from behind, and this will send Temple to the charity stripe. 55.7 to go. And these are big. This could give you a little cushion here if you're Franklin for Leo Temple. Of course, the sophomore, excellent football player as well for Unitigo, as Franklin sends any football players over to Unitigo to play there. Temple's first shot won't go. He was hampered with a knee injury this fall in football and missed the second half of the season, but it's been so good to see him back on the basketball court. He does wear a knee brace, but he's been healthy and he's had some big-time games this year. Temple settles in. He's 0-for-1 so far. Second shot coming. Here for the sophomore. This one is off the mark. He goes 0-for-2. A rebound for C.J. Smith. He is fouled as he went sky high for that one, then came right down on his elbow. Glad to see he's okay. Foul is going to be on Gregory, his third team's fifth for Franklin. So Oxford will get the ball back with 54 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. So Davis has 16 points for Oxford, Matt Roach with 14. On the other side for Franklin, you have Cerro with 16, Tyler Gregory with 10, Carson Dutcher with 12. So it's been good balance scoring. Roach has scored a bunch of points all here in the fourth quarter. He has also hit 4 3-pointers tonight. Sweeping up a little water that was on the floor there. So we'll get back underway. They find Davis. He gets it across midcourt. Davis with a great pass down low, but it goes through the hands there of C.J. Smith and out of bounds with 49 seconds left. Franklin will get it back. Franklin 48, Oxford 44. Timeout taken here by Franklin. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Again, the Franklin boys leading 48-44. 49 seconds left in regulation. We'll be back.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
49 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 48, Oxford 44. Purple Devils will get the ball in. Full court pressure coming from the Blackhawks. They'll look to get it in. Franklin's going to throw this one away. Colin Campbell was looking for the home run pass to about midcourt to find Carson Dutcher. It was too long, and Oxford's going to get it back with 48 seconds to go, and they're going to get it back in their end of the floors. Franklin tried that home run pass from their own baseline. So now, is there some magic in the works here for Oxford? Blackhawks will look to get it in. They will find Jake Murr at the top of the key. Murr into the corner here for Roach. Roach pump fakes, has to go back to the top of the key. Now they get it to Davis, left side, 40 seconds left. Davis splits two defenders, puts it up and in. Davis has got 18. It's a two-point ball game with 36 seconds left. Franklin 48, Oxford 46. Timeout by the Blackhawks. Will step away for 30 on WCDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So Oxford slices into that Franklin advantage again, and Franklin leads 48-46 with 35 seconds to go. Franklin calling a timeout. They threw the ball away there on a little pressure from full court that Oxford brought out after that last timeout. And then Davis was able to hit a pull-up two, and still lots of time left with 36 seconds to go. So Franklin will have the ball. Oxford comes out of the timeout. They're going to have some full-court pressure again. 2 points away from time is up, a three from taking the lead. Davis almost steals the inbounds pass. Dutcher now will leave it back to Cerro. Franklin leads by two. Cerro's going to get to midcourt, gets around his man, and now we'll have a whistle with 28 seconds to go. Timeout will be taken here by Franklin. Thought maybe there was a foul away from the ball, but it's Franklin 48, Oxford 46. We're going to step away for one break here again. With 28 seconds left, we'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
28 seconds left, fourth quarter. Franklin boys cling to a 48-46 advantage over visiting Oxford. Tri-Valley versus the Macs tonight. Believe it or not, Franklin had a 12-point lead at one point in the second half. They're trying to hang on for a big win here at home. They're 28 seconds away. And they, I'm sure they're not pleased with how the last couple of minutes has gone, but Oxford has just caught fire shooting the ball, and they've had a couple of breaks go their way. So here we go. Franklin with the basketball. They're in their own offensive end of the floor. They get it into Sarah, who came off a nice screen there from Tyler Gregory. Shot clock and game clock are about the same. Sarah is fouled up near midcourt. This is going to send him to the line. And so Sarah will settle in here for Franklin, and this could be huge. This could maybe potentially help Franklin put the icing on the cake, but we'll see. Oxford just has refused to quit here tonight. It's been a great game. So Sarah with 16 points settles in. First shot is good. Big one there for the freshman, ice in his veins. Franklin leads by three, 49-46, 23 seconds to go. Second shot coming here for Sarah. This one is really big here. It's good. Sarah's got 18. Cool, calm, and collected. Franklin 50, Oxford 46. Here's Davis. Pump fakes, gets into the lane, stripped of the ball. It's loose on the floor. Clock is continuing to tick. It's like a hot potato. Now we'll have a jump ball possession. We'll keep it with Oxford. Boy, both teams are rolling around and scrapping for it there right in the center of the paint. But 12.8 seconds left. Oxford will inbound the basketball here with Roach. Roach looking for Davis. He's not open, though. They go to Murr. Murr with 10 seconds left. He fires up a three. It's no good. C.J. Smith is blocked. Rebound opportunity is put up and in, though, by Christian. 4 seconds left. They foul Cero. It's Franklin 50 and Oxford 48 with 3.5 to go. And so this will send Cero back to the line right where he was a couple of minutes, well, I should say a couple of seconds ago, where he went 2 for 2. So Cero settles in. Again, 3.5 seconds left. Franklin leads by a deuce, 50-48. So Franklin's pulled everybody off the line. First shot for Cero, good. Cero has been clutch tonight. Franklin is at least safe in terms of the game being tied. It's 51-48, and this one could seal the deal here for the Purple Devils. So here's the shot from Cero, no good. Ball rebounded here by Carson Dutcher, who did come back in. He lost control of it. So out of bounds. 2.2 seconds left. Last prayer here for Oxford. They're going to have to go the full length of the court. They get it in here to Davis with 2.2 left, and he's fouled as there's going to be about a second left, I would say, here. 51-48 is the score. Davis was fouled there. Smart move there by Franklin. You don't want to see him toss up a half quarter that goes in to tie it. They're going to put 2 seconds back on the clock here, I believe. They might tick it down a little bit farther. 3-point lead for Franklin, 51-48. Let's see if it gets adjusted at all. So I believe this is going to give Oxford the ball at midcourt. So they're still going to have a chance at it. But Franklin's going to do everything they can to try to not have a clean look. While they fix this on the clock, it's kind of like a free timeout. Both teams are going over, talking with their coaches. I don't think any official timeout was called, but they have to find a way to put an exact time up on the clock. Both officials are conferring, talking to each other here. Going to be interesting to see what they decide to come up with. Either way, Franklin leads at 51-48. Postgame show coming up in just a couple of seconds. Boy, they're going to put 1.4 up on the board. It's going to be just enough time for pretty much a catch and shoot. Maybe a catch, even taking one dribble, you're really playing with fire in terms of getting that ball off. If you have a second. You might be able to get it down, but I'm assuming they're going to try to get it to Davis for a little half-court heave. Campbell is right on him. Roach is the inbounder. See what Oxford draws up here. Are they going to try for a long pass? Roach here gets it in, finds Murr at the buzzer. No good. Final score, Franklin 51, Oxford 48. A whale of a game here tonight. Thanks for listening. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time here to Franklin. The Franklin boys holding on for a 51-48 victory tonight over Oxford in a non-leaguer. Nice win here tonight for the Purple Devils. That's some good sectional points when a D beats a C. Go through our scoring summary tonight. First for Oxford, 18 points at the team high for Jason Davis, followed by 14 from Matt Roach, 5 from Jacob Murr, and then 4 from C.J. Smith, 3 from Nick Sorello, 2 apiece from Brad Beckwith and from Josh Christian. On the other side for Franklin, a game high 19 points from the freshman Matt Serro. He was tremendous tonight. 12 points from Carson Dutcher, 10 from Tyler Gregory, 6 from Brian Johns, 4 from Leo Temple. Time for our three awards now. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I would like to give that tonight to Matt Serro. 19 points for Franklin. It's a game high. I thought he was tremendous. They would not win this game without his hot shooting. Helped them build a nice lead in the first half. So Matt Serro, 19 points. He is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. This one is going to go to a Franklin player. I'm torn between a couple of different guys here because I thought that the defense was solid here tonight by a couple of different players, but I'm going to go with Carson Dutcher. He had 12 points. I thought his defense on the interior was very, very good against Davis down there. So we'll give Carson Dutcher our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO, of course, in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give this to Jason Davis tonight from Oxford, 18 points, including a couple of big-time shots from downtown. Let's see, he hit 4 3-pointers, one nasty dunk, and just did a little bit of everything. Had to be a double-double as well. I'm sure he had over 10 rebounds. He was tremendous. Jason Davis, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, our final score, 51-48. Franklin boys hang on for the victory tonight over Oxford in a non-leaguer at FCS. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Delhi girls hosting Walton, 7:15 tip. And we'll have our Butler Auto pregame show about 7 o'clock over there at Delaware Academy. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We always appreciate his hard work. Thanks for listening in. It should be a fun week ahead, so we'll see you next time. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.